Well, my name is John Erling, and today's date is February 5th, 2025. So, Howard, would you state your full name, please?
Howard Gentry Barnett, Jr.
And we are recording this in the facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com here in Tulsa. Your birth date?
June 10th, 1950.
And your present age?
74.
And where were you born?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Now, there's a story about your birth. Why don't you tell us that?
Well, I was, as I said, born in Kansas City. I was adopted at birth, and my parents flew up to Kansas City. I was a week or 2 weeks old. No one ever told me exactly how old, and flew me back to Tulsa. So I had my first plane ride when I was 2 weeks old and lived here ever since.
Did you ever try to figure out, go back, who your biological parents were?
Never. No.
It was no interest to
you? No interest. I mean, and I think with most adopted people I've known, there really isn't an interest. It's kind of a TV thing. And I'm sure if you had a bad problem or something like that, it might be looking for any port in a storm kind of situation. But no, it wasn't. I mean, you think about it, John, you know, post-war, conceived 1949, not likely to be a good story, frankly.
Right. Your mother's name?
Florence Lloyd-Jones Barnett.
She had a nickname, didn't she?
Bisser.
Why Bisser?
When she was born, Cenk Jones, who you have interviewed, Cenk and Lloyd Jones, my uncle, was 2 years old, and he couldn't say baby sister. He said, Bisser, Bisser. And that warped into Bisser, and that stuck for the rest of her life.
So who was her father?
Richard Lloyd Jones.
And he was the owner, editor of the Tulsa Tribune?
Owner, editor, publisher, yes. He bought it from Charles Page in 1919 and changed the name to Tulsa Tribune. It was a Tulsa Democrat. Stayed in the family until we had to close it in 1992.
Let's talk about your mother, where she was born and grew up, and her personality. Kind of describe her.
Well, she was born in Madison, Wisconsin. And, of course, the whole family is Wisconsin roots. They all went to University of Wisconsin, you know, both my uncles and my mom, my grandfather, grandmother, everybody went to University of Wisconsin. She moved to Tulsa, of course, in 1919 when her dad bought the Tulsa Tribune and, you know, went to school here, graduated from Central High School in 1930, went on to University of Wisconsin, of course. And then she actually started working in New York and then came back to Tulsa somewhere in the mid-30s, met my dad. The rest, as they say, is history. She was a very, very, very interesting woman, well-read, well-educated, and just a lot of fun to be around. But she was also she volunteered. She did not work outside the home, but she volunteered in numerous charitable organizations. And I remember when she was inducted into the Tulsa Hall of Fame, I'm not sure, but 98 or something like that, and I did her introduction. It was really very much of a pleasure to be able to do that, because she deserved it as much as anybody in Tulsa did. And you know, she gave me the best advice I ever got in my whole life. And when I was a senior in high school, or junior high school, I guess, I had got admitted to Rice University, early admissions. I was going to be an engineer, so I liked math and science. Then I met a girl, and she was going to go to Sophie Newcomb in New Orleans, and so I applied and got into Tulane, and then we broke up, and I told my mom I was going to go back to Rice, because that's my original. She said, no, go to Tulane. Get a diversified education. Go to New Orleans.
Oh.
And I did, and it certainly changed my personality totally.
Really?
So it was a wonderful piece of advice. She was a very wise woman, very wise woman.
And then your father's name?
Howard Gentry Barnett, Sr.
And then where did he grow up in his personality?
He grew up in Gregory, Texas. Which is a little town about 15 miles outside of Corpus Christi. His dad was a banker. Unfortunately, his parents died young. He was in school at SMU, and he had to leave school, so he never graduated college, to take care of his younger sisters. He had three sisters. One was a little bit older than him, and the other two were like 15 years younger. So he had to do that. Never, like I said, never graduated college. My dad was I described him when he died in a little brief eulogy. A man of the highest integrity I've ever known. I mean, honest to a fault. Of course, became a banker. Started a bank in 1949 here in Tulsa, Brookside State Bank. Basically ran that until we sold the bank in 1985. Describing his personality is really tough, John. He was not outgoing, and yet he was charming. People really liked being around him, but he really didn't seek out any kind of outward activities.
I want to go through your family tree.
Oh, boy.
Because it's very interesting. It includes, not that you people are not famous, but there is someone here that is known maybe worldwide. So I want to go from that. So let's start with your mother, Florence
Lloyd Jones Barnett.
And why was the Lloyd also applied to females?
Well, the name was originally hyphenated as Lloyd Jones, okay? And many people in our wide family tree still use the hyphen. But in my part of the tree, they decided to drop the hyphen. But everybody still viewed that as kind of their name. I mean, all the women took Lloyd Jones as their middle names when they got married. So instead of like today, very often a woman with, you know, Jane Smith marries John Doe, she'll become, you know, Jane Smith Doe, and give up whatever her middle name might have been. Not in our family.
So Lloyd Jones was actually the last name.
Was last name, yeah. Yes.
Then her father, as we said, was Richard Lloyd Jones, owner of the Tulsa Tribune. All right, then he had sons.
Yes, two sons. Jenkin Lloyd Jones and Richard Lloyd Jones.
So Jenkin Lloyd Jones Sr.
Yes.
Had a sister.
My mother. My grandfather's, Richard Lloyd Jones, brother to Frank Lloyd Wright's mother. And they grew up in the same area in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Frank Lloyd Wright and Richard Lloyd Jones were first cousins. Okay. About the same age.
That's because either their mother or father, his mother.
His father and Frank's mother were siblings.
We have Frank Lloyd Wright buildings in our state.
Yes.
In our city.
Yes.
West Hope.
West Hope. Richard Lloyd Jones built West Hope.
And Richard Lloyd Jones didn't live there, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he lived there until he died.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richard Lloyd Jones Sr.
Yes.
Then we have Bartlesville, the Price Tower.
Yes.
I did a little research on this. You probably know that. It comes from Harold C. Price Sr., who was head of the pipeline construction from H.C. Price Company. You're nodding your head, and you knew that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to tell you that. And he wanted to develop a headquarters in Bartlesville, so he hired Frank Lloyd Wright to design the headquarters for his company.
Frank's only skyscraper.
Right.
If you can call a 15-story building anymore a skyscraper.
Margaret and I were in Scottsdale several weeks ago, and we saw his winter home there and his working lab, which was whole thing was very interesting.
Taliesin West?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Placed in a nice location. Frank Lloyd Wright died in 1959. You were 9 years old. Were you ever around him or ever see him?
My mother told me that I did meet him, but I did not. Now, I got to know his last wife, Olga Vanna, okay, and went out to Taliesin West, where she still literally held court. You know, that was a training ground for young architects, but she would have, formal dinner every night. I mean, it was an interesting place.
In West. And were you there, too? You visited that place.
I visited, yes. Yeah. Mm.
And what a remarkable man. Mm. But we're here to talk about you.
It's all right.
But that's interesting, that lineage that you have there.
Well, you didn't mind. Just for the record, I mean, Richard Lloyd Jones Sr.'s father, Jenkin Lloyd Jones, was a very famous, probably the most famous of all of them from terms of, countrywide. He was the first Unitarian minister west of the Appalachian Mountains, rode on the Hope ship with Henry Ford, and he was a pretty big guy back in the day.
So is the name West Hope tied to your story there?
And unfortunately, I don't know it. It relates back to a place that my grandfather knew in Wisconsin, but I'm not sure exactly what the connection is.
When you were around your tables and eating and dinners and so forth, was there much talk around the table about the Tulsa Tribune and the paper business? Did they talk about that a lot at home?
Not really. I mean, it came up, but that was not anywhere near the focus of conversation.